Sunday marked the close of this year's Wisconsin Deer Hunt for hunters with disabilities.
The nine-day hunt allows people with disabilities to hunt earlier in the fall on properties registered with the program.
This year, nearly 100 sponsors provided assistance with the season and open up land to hunters.
We hear about how the hunt went with two participants. John Martinson is chair of the Wisconsin DNR's Disability Advisory Council and vice chairman of Adapted Sportsmen Incorporated. John, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
And Keith Pamperin is also on the Wisconsin DNR's Disability Advisory Council, and he serves on the board of directors for Challenge the Outdoors Incorporated. Keith, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Keith, starting with you, as you and John participated in the October hunt for hunters with disabilities, the 9 days that ended Sunday. First for you, Keith, how did it go?
It went great. I was very privileged to harvest a six-point buck on opening day on Saturday.
Wow.
It was quite a thrill.
Wow. So talk about where did you go to hunt?
I hunted on a farm just near Shiocton, Wisconsin, and it was a small two-acre parcel in the woods. It was quite a thrill. I sat there for about 5 hours. I was entertained by numerous wild turkeys. And then eventually this deer came out and walked around. There was some corn stalks, and he disappeared for a while. And I thought I could see the darkness of his body, but I couldn't see the deer itself or what it was. Fortunately, it ultimately came walking out of the end of the corn row, and I took the opportunity to harvest it.
Wow, what a story. Had you been on this parcel before in previous years?
Yes, I have. This is probably the fifth or sixth year that I've been able to participate in the hunt for persons with disabilities. And I really enjoy it because obviously the time of the year is perfect with the weather, the first week of October. So it gives me an opportunity to be able to get out where otherwise I might not be able to.
John, how about you? What was it like for you in the hunt this year?
I had an awesome time. I harvested a six-pointer on opening day. Not like Keith, but anyways.
Are you going to one-up Keith here?
Well, I did shoot a doe on Monday of the hunt. So I've been going to this Rock Creek Disabled Outdoors organization hunt up by Thorpe Willard area for 22 years now. And most of the time I do harvest a nice steer. I've got a lot of meat in the freezer I've already taken in for processing. But yeah, I made a really good shot. It was over 200 yards and just one shot. I knocked him right down. And actually the other one I shot one shot to over 200 yards. So,
wow.
So I'm very fortunate that I had a volunteer that helped me get the game out of the field. And then the organization, Rock Creek Disabled Outdoors, has a skinning and quartering shed. Hmm. So they take care of your meat right away. They put it in your cooler into a freezer trailer. And anyways, they feed you while you're up there.
Wow.
They let you, they require that you pre-shoot your gun to make sure you're accurate and the gun's working great. And also they can determine how much assistance they need for people to accommodate shooting.
Keith, can you talk more about this special hunting season and what it offers hunters with disabilities? Because you've been a part of it for many years.
Yes. In order to be eligible, you have to have a Class A, B, C, or D disabled hunting permit. And in order to get that, you need to work with either your physician or a medical advisor that would then certify to the level of your disability. And the level of disability determines which category, whether it's A, B, C, or D, permit that you're given. And for example, a Class A allows you to hunt from a vehicle, if you're not able to get out of the vehicle and maneuver around. Each permit is different. And again, you have to have a medical advisor sign that.
From what I understand, Keith, you haven't missed a hunt since 1971, before I was born.
That's right. I got hooked really bad. My first hunt, first time I ever went deer hunting, and I ended up getting an 8-point buck. And from that point on, I was convinced I was going to go hunting forevermore.
There was no looking back. You're both on the DNR's Disability Advisory Council. Keith, what does this council provide to the DNR?
Well, we provide input and advice on any of the policies or practices that the DNR has that might impact persons with disabilities. We provide guidance on this hunt, for example. We provide advisory services on plans and procedures that the state park system might be looking at. For example, there's a tremendous number of different disabilities, and it's really difficult to accommodate everyone in all cases. Mm-hmm. But for example, the state park system has specific campsites for people with disabilities that have hard surface pathways. Usually they're closer to the restrooms and showers, trails and pathways through the parks and through the public lands in many cases are made accessible for people in wheelchairs. So that's really what we do. We're privileged to be able to have the opportunity to share with the DNR our experiences and expertise as a result of being a person with a disability.
Keith, can you talk a little bit about the partner organizations that really help make this hunt possible and the assistants who help set up ground blinds and do other aspects of this?
You know, we have to give credit to the able-bodied volunteers that really put these things together. Challenge the Outdoors, for example, this year had 50 applicants to hunt during the deer hunt for persons with disabilities. But there's a lot of work that goes into that. For example, all of the landowners have to be contacted, visited. You know, the land is checked out to see if there's accessible. And then, you know, somebody has to go out and put up blinds or however that hunter is going to hunt, make the on-site arrangements to do that. And then, of course, we have to line up able-bodied mentors that can go out with the hunter, get them out to the blind, help them retrieve their deer should they get one, field dress it, and load it up for them. So it's a lot of work, and we're very honored to have the able-bodied helpers that help us. The one thing I would like to also mention is this is actually more than the hunt. Yes, we go out there with the anticipation of possibly harvesting a deer. But for me, and I know for a lot of other people, it's the opportunity to be outdoors. It's the opportunity to be out with nature and see things that you don't see every day unless you get outdoors. It really refreshes the soul. It reduces anxiety and depression. It gives you a sense of belonging to nature. I think it really goes a long way in helping the well-being of a person that gets out and enjoys the outdoors.
John, in our last moments together, some might be thinking, why have a separate season in October for hunters with disabilities? What would you say to that?
Well, it comes with the territory that most people can't handle the cold weather during the normal deer hunting season. And also, it gives more opportunity for volunteers to help out with the disabled hunter because of the fact of during the regular season, they're busy hunting on their own. A lot of these individuals, have a interest in hunting. So we want to take away from their hunting time so that, they can help us. And also, I want to say Keith made some great points about the benefits of, hunting. Also, for me, providing food for the table for my kids and family is huge. It gives you a lot of pride and, just a great feeling to be able to do that.
Well, John and Keith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John Martinson is chair of the DNR's Disability Advisory Council and vice chairman of Adapted Sportsmen Incorporated. And Keith Pamperin also serves on the Disability Advisory Council and is on the board of Challenge the Outdoors Incorporated. We talked with him about the DNR's 9-day hunting season specifically for people with disabilities that ended last weekend. With these cooler temps and the first signs of frost, I'd like to spend time flipping through my favorite soup recipes. They're my go-to comfort food in the fall. Rob, do you have any dishes that you love to make this time of year?
I am a big fan of soup as well. As a matter of fact, I have a baking pumpkin on the counter at home that's going to be turned into soup later this week or maybe Sunday, whenever I get to it.
Well, whether it's soup or something else, share your favorite fall recipes with us. And next week, we'll be talking with Milwaukee cookbook author Erin Clark about her new one and find out what she's whipping up in the kitchen.
Share your fall favorite foods. Call or text. Get in touch at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232. You can also email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
And thanks for sharing with us, especially when it involves soup. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Farad. You're listening to WPR News.